Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. Come on in. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. Come on in. Thank you for joining. Appreciate you joining. Come on in. Give you a few more minutes to come on in, and we're going to go ahead and get started. I thank you all so much for joining this morning. Let's get it, let's get it. Good morning, Carol. Good morning. How are you? Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Facebook. Good morning, TikTok. Good morning, Anchor. Good morning, Twitter, Twitch, LinkedIn. Yeah, I said Facebook. Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining. Come on in. Let's go ahead so we can get started. Let's go ahead and get in prayer. Let's get in position so that we can be able to hear from the Lord on what thus said the Lord. We're going to do this morning. We're going to make sure that all is well. We are going to make sure that all is well. I have one of my phones that's trying to die out over here already. Not today. Yeah, not today. Come on in. Come on in. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Okay. Forgot about that one. All right, come on in. All right, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get started this morning. We're going to go ahead and we're going to pray. Father, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for another opportunity, God. We thank you for all of the viewers, Father God, all of the listeners this morning, God, and those who will be listening later. I thank you, God, for my wife and my children, my grandchildren, God. I pray that you continue to cover them, God, and continue to keep them, Lord. And I pray for my mom and my siblings, all of my extended family members, my in-laws, Pastor Bailey and his family, God. I pray for all of our friends and loved ones. I pray for each viewer that is on here today, God. I pray for those who will be listening later, God. Lord, that something is said and spoken today that will be manifested in their lives, God, that will allow them to be able to move forward, God. We pray for those who are sick right now, Father God. We pray for a complete healing, God, and deliverance, God. We pray for those who have had loved ones taken away, Father God, that we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And God, we thank you right now, God, for legacy, God. We thank you right now, God, for what you're doing in our lives, God, and through us, God. We ask right now, God, that every barrier that we may have, God, in our lives, God, that is stopping us from being who you have called us to be, we denounce it right now. We relinquish it from our lives, God. We pray right now, God, that we utilize it as a stepping stone. God, whatever things that we have done in our past, God, we pray and repent for those things and never to repeat and return to those things, God. And we thank you, God, for your grace as well as your mercy, God. We thank you, God, that you don't think like people. We thank you, God, that you are a God of a second, third, fourth, fifth chance, God. We thank you for your unmerited favor, God. We thank you for your grace, God. Nothing that we have done, spoken, that we deserve, but God, we thank you for the unmerited favor, which is your grace, God. We thank you right now, God, for my classmates, God. We thank you, Lord, for the legacy, Father God, that Eric Mays had, Father God, that he has transitioned, God. We pray for his family right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for all of the things, God, that he has done within his community, God. We pray right now, Father God, that you continue, God, to lift up more soldiers, God, and more warriors in this season, God. And we pray right now, God, that we walk in the authority that you have given us, God, that we walk in the calling that you have called us to, God. And Lord, that we are allowed to have the vision that you have given us to be fulfilled while we are still here, Father God. Let not our work be in vain, God. We thank you, Lord, for connecting us to the right people. We ask, God, that disconnection notices, Father God, go out this week, God. And we thank you right now, God, for disconnection notices, God. And we ask right now, God, that you continue, God, to Connect us with the right people in the right season and the right timing of our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, and we be so careful to give your name the glory and the honor and the praise due unto you. We pray over our businesses, Father God. We pray over everything, God, that you have given us to be good stewards over, God. We pray over our finances, God. We pray over everything, God, that you have given us authority over, God, that we may continue to be good stewards over, God, that we will be a blessing to be a blessing to others, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we'll continue to be blessed. And we will give your name all of the glory and the praise due unto you. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your son's name that we pray this prayer without any doubt, but all in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Thank you all so much for joining. Thank you all so much for joining. All right, now, listen up. I need y'all to listen real carefully this morning. God is doing his thing in this season of our lives. Whether you think that you're ready or not, you are ready. God is doing a thing in this season of our lives right now that there's no way that we could fail. There's no way that we could possibly fail with God on our side. I think that so many times we will think ourselves out of our blessings all because of what we have been taught in the past. But let me let you in on something. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. See, the world would talk you out of your blessings. And see, God is trying to position you for your blessings. Come on, somebody. See, the world would talk you out of your blessings while God is trying to put you into your blessings. God is trying to put you into a position that he has only positioned you for and he's only ordained you for. But yet you allow other people to talk you out of your blessing. It is time in this season of your lives that you hear the voice of the God that we serve and that you hear the voice that God is speaking to you innerly. Inside of you. It ain't gonna always come on the outside. Sometimes God is speaking on the inside, and then he'll speak outside to other people to confirm what he's put in the inside of you. But a lot of people aren't ready to receive that. A lot of people are sitting here waiting on this prophetic word to just come dropping out the sky. But sometimes God is speaking prophetically to you. It's not always about the prophets that's running around talking about their prophets and prophetesses. Well, it's not about them. It's not about their title. It is about you being in a position to receive everything that God has spoken to you. The only thing that a prophet or a prophetess can do is confirm what God has already affirmed. Come on, somebody. What God has already confirmed in you and what God has already affirmed in you is only going to be confirmation from others. Come on, somebody. See, we got to get out of the mindset of thinking that God don't speak to us because we don't have titles. I have a title. I have several. But at the end of the day, I have the Holy Ghost within me just like you do. And at the end of the day, you must understand that when God is in you, and working through you, everything that he has for you is for you. There's absolutely nothing on this earth that God cannot handle. There's nothing on this earth that God has not positioned you to be able to handle. You just got to tap in. Come on, somebody. Type in, tap in. Sometimes you got to tap in even when others want you to tap out. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. See, everybody wants you to do the things that they want you to do. But you need to be doing what God called you to do. Come on, somebody. You need to be doing what God called you to do, not what everybody else wants you to do or what everybody else thinks you should be doing. Come on, somebody. We're not here to play. We're here to pray. We're not here to play our games with anybody. We're not. We're not doing that. We're not doing any of those things whatsoever. No to your answer. I don't condone whatever that you're referring to. If it's not of God, I don't condone. I mean, I don't sit around and participate in it or whatever. And if something is going on, then we're praying for that particular city, that country, or whatever. We're praying, period. See, it's not up to us to decide on what we believe and what we want. It's us believing what God says, and it's us praying that God's will is going to be done. See, we got to understand it's God's will, not our will. It's going to be done anyway. and we have to get to that point. One of my phones is trying to die for some reason. This one was not charged up. So that means that I'm going to have to do something different. Y'all hold on 1 second, please. Hold on 1 second. I'm coming right back, I promise you. Yep, I'm coming right back. Hold on. Yes, Lord, we gotta do something different here this morning. I'm gonna get this word out one way or the other. And I don't care what it takes. This word is going out today. TNT, today, not tomorrow. It is going out today, not tomorrow. If I can just get this here part out. But y'all got to understand. See, look at it. It's trying to die. Nope. You will not die today. Today is not the day for you to die, homie. Nope. You will not be dying today. There we go. There we go. Now we got power. Now we got power. There we go. There we go. Now we can move. And so anyway, sorry about the technical difficulties, but hey, we're going to do this here today. We're going to get this done today. See, that's when you know the word is getting ready to come forth. Whenever things start happening, it's out of the blue, y'all. Understand this here. God is getting ready to really do some things. And I'm telling you, he really, really getting ready to do some things in your life. So do not get afraid when things go to happening. Just know that your blessing is even closer than what you thought it would be. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. So we're going to get this word right here, and we're going to move forward. All right, now, my scripture today, well, first of all, my sermon today is tapping into the warrior within, or bringing out the warrior within you. Bringing out the warrior within you. Someone typed that up for me. Bringing out the warrior within you. Bringing out the warrior within you. What do I mean? And see, sometimes we got to understand all we got to do is tap in. All we got to do is tap in. Listen carefully. Tap in. When you're tapping in, that means that God is already there. All you got to do is tap in. See, a lot of people don't understand. Tapping in gives you the strength. Tapping in gives you the source. Tapping in gives you the force of anything that goes on around you. You have the force within you to conquer anything. You can conquer anything that you put your mind to it. And let me give you this scripture real quick. This one particular passage of scripture, and it's Philippians 4:13. And this is Apostle Paul talking to the Philippians and giving his generosity to them and letting them know how they had upheld him and how they, you know, served him and how they did things for him while he was in ministry and all of those things. And then this is what he says, because of what they have done. Because here's the thing, you got to give credit where credit is due. I don't care if you like the person or not. If the person has done things that has put you in a position for you to be where God wants you to be in this season, stop talking about what God did. No, no, no. God did it through that person. Y'all need to stop trying to act like y'all are so super spiritual when you're just religious nuts, constantly thinking about it's just God doing it. But God is working through people. God himself didn't come down here and do it, but he's coming and he's working through people under the unction of the Holy Spirit. So you got to give people credit where credit is due. And stop acting like God is not using people in this season, like the only people that he was using was the ones in the Bible. You got to get out of that mindset. Once you get out of that mindset, then you will understand also that God is still speaking to people today, just like he spoke to the Apostle Paul, just like he spoke to Adam and Eve, and just like he spoke to all of the prophets. He spoke to them and he's speaking now, because the Holy Ghost within you is your connector with God. He's still speaking, but are you listening? Come on, somebody. He's still speaking, but are you listening? You listening to everything and everybody else but God. You're doing everything and everybody else accept what God told you to do and when to do it. See, sometimes you got to move when God says move. People may tell you to move next year. God may tell you to move in the next hour. Well, come on, somebody. And I'm a living witness to that. When God says move, that's when I move. When man says move, that's when I don't move. You know why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You may think you know what is good for me, but God says that he created me in his own image. So that means that God knows me better than anybody on this earth, including myself. And then second to that, I know me better than anybody else on this earth. When people try to tell you, well, I know you like the back of my hand. No, you don't, because you're not with me 24/7. You do not know me like you think you do. And I don't know you like I think that I know you as well. So at the end of the day, all I'm saying is this right here. You got to learn to give credit where credit is due. If someone has helped you along the way, acknowledge that. If someone has put you in a position where you can be able to flourish and do the things that you're doing, doggone it, you need to start giving credit to that person and then say, I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I thank you for allowing God to use you to help me get in this position. But yet and still, y'all want to sit around here and act like y'all supernatural. Like all of a sudden, it's like, oh yeah, you know, God did it. You know, all this stuff. That stuff sounds good, but think logics, people. Think logics. Like for real, think logics. Is that logic? God is using people to bring you to the next level. I acknowledge when God put people in my life. Come on, somebody. I acknowledge that. So all of that extra stuff that folks be trying to do, all supernatural, sit down. Have a seat. Have several. Have several. Stop acting like you're so supernatural. Like all of a sudden, God is the only one who did it. God is using people, and you need to acknowledge those people that God is using and tell them, thank you. It's not hard to say thank you. It's not complicated for you to say, I thank God for you. It's not complicated for you to say, I thank God that you are being allowed to be the catalyst to help me along the way. That's all you got to say. But so many people now have gotten so super, super spiritual, super religious that they don't even understand spirituality. Okay, anyway. All right, let me get off of that. This is what the Apostle Paul says, and I live by this scripture every single day. I can do all things, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And what you don't understand is that's where your strength comes from Christ, not from yourself. It comes from Christ within you. Come on, somebody. And there's 6 points that I'm going to give you, and then I'm going to leave y'all. There's 6 points that I'm going to give y'all, then I'm going to leave you. The first point that I'm going to give you is learn self-discovery. Come on, somebody. Type that up for me. Type it in the comments. Learn self-discovery. Learn self-discovery. Come on, somebody. Let's do it. Let's do it. Because, see, we got to look within ourselves to discover the inner strength and the potentials that we have. Self-discovery. We got to learn. I'm trying to see what I wrote. We got to learn how to tap within ourselves to discover our inner strengths and potentials. Come on, somebody. We got to learn that self-discovery. Self-discovery is when you're tapping into what God has truly called you to do. Self-discovery is understanding that you can do all things through Christ. Self-discovery is also when you begin to get to a point in your life that nothing or nobody else matters to what God has called you to do. If they agree or disagree, it doesn't matter. As long as you are listening to God, as long as you're moving to God, then your fruit will bear witness to that. Come on, somebody. See, a lot of people don't understand this here. When they learn to self-discovery, that means that you got to block some people out. That means that you don't have time for a lot of foolishness. You don't have time for a lot of chaos. That means that you got to block those things that's causing you not to have self-discovery. Come on, somebody. And when we understand self-discovery, that doesn't mean that we don't need other people. That means that we don't need other people's foolishness. We don't need other people's drama. We don't need other people's insight when it is not the sight that God has already shown us. See, when God gives you a vision, he gives you the purpose and he gives you the plans to execute that. And he gives you the people, the right people in position to help you navigate through this life with
the purpose and the plans that God has for you without you deviating from it. Come on, somebody. Without you deviating from it. Yes. So self-discovery is so important in this season especially. I love you too, Papa Smirk, Papa Perk. I love you too, son. Listen, I'm trying to tell y'all this right here. When God started dealing with me, there are things that I had to shut out of my life. There are people that I had to shut out of my life. And it was nothing personal, but it was professional growth. Someone typed it up. It wasn't personal, but it was personal growth. See, a lot of people don't understand where personal growth comes in with self-discovery. When you start tapping in and when you start understanding the purpose and the plans that God has for you, then that means that, hey, God got something greater for you than what man could possibly have for you. So someone understand, someone typed it in the chat. It's not personal, it's professional development. So a lot of people don't understand, when you are in here and when you're tapping into what God has called you to tap into, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what's going to happen. People will change. Things will change. Places will change as well. And your thought process will change because you're no longer going to be in the same place that you were in. That's growth. Self-discovery, number one, self-discovery. So point number two, facing challenges. What do I mean by that? When we're faced with challenges, sometimes we want to throw in the towel because we feel like we don't have the strength. But again, Philippians 4:13 gives us the reassurance that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when we are faced with challenges, see, the challenges that we're faced with are the very things that God has for us to be able to overcome. And we overcome those things by our testimony. We overcome those things because of the prayers that God has given us, because of the desires that he's placed within us, because of the love and the authority that he's given us. So every challenge that comes, we must understand we got to take those challenges head on. Head on. You know why? Because it's going to help you develop resilience. It's going to help you develop resilience and courage. Challenges only help you develop the resilience and the courage that you're going to need to continue to move on in this life. That's what facing challenges is going to do for you. It's going to give you the strength and the resilience and the courage that you need in order for you to be able to fulfill everything and every plan that God has for you. Point number three. Somebody type this up. Point number three. This is important. Embracing courage. Embracing courage. Point number three, embracing courage. So it's important to step out of our comfort zone and embrace bravery in every aspect of our lives. Let me say it again. It's okay to step out of our comfort zone and embrace bravery. Bravery in every aspect of our life. You got to stop being scared. You got to stop being wishy-washy and tell myself, well, I'm going to just think on it. I'm going to just pray on it. Every opportunity that God has placed in front of me, 99.9% of the time, I jumped for it. Only 1% that I didn't, and that was because I listened to somebody else. See, the other 99.999 of the time, I listened to God and I moved in God, and then people came later and said, oh, man, I knew you was going to do it, man. No, you didn't. You doubted me. Go sit down. You doubted me. But it was all right because your doubt brought faith in me and God. Your lack of confidence in me gave me more confidence than ever because I thought more of myself to trust in God. You didn't think enough in me to think that I could do it with God on my side. So that lets me know you're not a believer in God. You're not a believer in me. And we're good Just know this here, I'm still moving forward with or without you. And that's the attitude that y'all got to start taking. With no apology. Stop apologizing for being authentic and being the original you. They can't handle you. Go east or west, north or south, either way. Don't change who you are because other people don't want you to elevate. You be the what game changer in your own life. Come on, somebody. You be the game changer in your own life. Stop letting people tell you what you can't do. When the Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That's what Apostle Paul said. And I stand 10 toes down with it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me because he's given me the strength to do it. Come on, somebody. Point number four, faith and belief. Faith and belief is key. Faith and belief is key. So I'm going to type number four. Faith and belief is key. Faith and belief. When you have faith and you have the belief in God and knowing that God can do all things but fail, then when you have faith along with belief, those are the two catalysts that you need in order for you to move forward. When you have faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of the things not yet seen. Belief is something that you have tampered into, you have tapped into, and you see the works, and you know and you understand the works of how God is moving. Faith and belief. So therefore, the things that you don't see, you trust God because you've seen him do it before, even when you didn't know how, but now you believe. So now you got the faith and the belief. That's going to wake up the warrior in you. Everything that you have, God has already ordained for you to have a way to get to your next level. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. God got you. Trust me on that. So faith and belief. So when you connect the two, and being a warrior and tapping into the warrior within, when you connect the two, you are a powerful man or a powerful woman on a mission and for a purpose with a destiny. Come on, somebody. You are a force to be reckoned with. That means that people can't come to you with this foolishness and you just fall for it. You will take a stance even if you have to stand alone, but you're going to be good. Point number five is so important. Maintain your perseverance. Maintain your perseverance. Maintain your perseverance. Maintain your perseverance. See, when you stay determined and persistent at the same time, you're unstoppable. How do I know? Because I maintain the two. I'm unstoppable with God on my side. Yeah. I said it and I'm not afraid to say it again. I'm unstoppable with God on my side. You may stop me here or there by myself, but with God on my side, oh, I'm unstoppable. Y'all better go ahead and start saying that. I'm unstoppable. You ain't boasting, you ain't bragging, you boasting and bragging in God because you already know who got you. Let me do number six real quick because Anchor is about to go off and I'm going to come back to y'all. Hold on. Number six, empowering others. Empowering others. Empowering others. Now, as warriors, we must uplift each other and we must uplift others as well. So we must empower those around us, spreading positive energy and a strength wherever we go. Hold on 1 second. Anchor, thank you all so much for joining. I see that my timing is nearing. Go to my website, www.dtnapparel.org to order your shirts. Again, www.dtnapparel.org for all of your marriage needs and your counseling needs. Go to www.nichols.com/NICHOLS counselingservices.org. That's Nichols, NICHOLS counselingservices.org. And if you want to donate to our nonprofit program, go to www.trueunitymentoringinc.org.
That's www.trueunitymentoringinc.org. Thank you. Be blessed, but never stressed. Dr. Nichols signing off.